Okay, so we've got our first contestant this evening. For our fine, we've got big prizes for everybody. Is Miss Selena Dykstra. Let's go. I got to tell you, you know, she and her two children live here in Viroqua. She's a nutritional therapist and has a private practice working with people with disordered eating and negative body image. It takes a lot of guts and power to work with that kind of work. And she's a fantastic dancer. So I want to welcome Miss Selena Dykstra.
Okay, I can't see any of you, which is great. Okay, so this story begins when I am 18 years old and I graduated high school and I move back in with my mom. And I say back in because I moved out when I was 12. It was not a safe environment for me. So I managed to survive my childhood, and my self-esteem was a black hole. I was a fat-free vegan who hated herself and only really knew how to exist in the context of how to, like, people-pleaser. I have some notes, guys. There's some really interesting words written on my arm right now. One of them is poop. That will come later. Okay. So I moved back into my mom's house, and my brother is also living there too. And he's been addicted to heroin for most of his life and was currently. And so I'd only been living there a handful of months, and I have learned that people who are addicted to drugs will do a lot of things to get what they need, and that included stealing from my mom and me quite often. So I got yelled at for leaving anything out, which meant leaving it on a shelf in my bedroom. Everything had to be hidden. One day, I come home, and I have to pee. And I set my things down and go into the bathroom. And I come out, and my brother, who was watching TV, is gone, and so is all the cash in my wallet. And I'm just like, no. Like, this is, no. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing here in the world, and it's really confusing, and I feel sad a lot, but also just no. So I make this plan. My plan is that I'm going to pack up my car, and then I'm going to strap my bike onto the back of my car. And I just taught myself how to ride a bike at 18, which was, I just felt very proud. And so that was my plan. I'm just going to drive until my car breaks down, and then I'll hop on my bike. Brilliant, right? So I call one of my only friends, and I tell her my plan, and she says, please just come visit me for one night. And I was like, okay. And so I drive up the hill, which I'm from Washington. The hill is a giant mountain. So I drive an hour and a half up the hill, and she is in a tiny, tiny town right before the pass and the other side of the mountain. So there's no grocery store or anything. So I drive, I'm feeling the adventurous spirit, I'm feeling the, like, power of no, and I go to her house, and she is younger than me, so she's still living with her mom, and everything is sweet and inspiring, and we go to sleep. I wake up, and there is no power, which was confusing, and I look out the window, and there was a snowstorm, and over a foot and a half of snow covered everything. So no one was going anywhere, especially me. So it continues for the next 4 days. So the vibes are getting a little sour, and I'm getting real sad, and my car won't even start after it's shoveled out, etc. You know, like, it's just completely dead. Even after jumping it, it's done. And so we make a deal with the tiny hotel that's in the tiny town. It's like, okay, we go down the hill, we'll do your laundry in exchange for getting to use your truck with four-wheel drive. So that's what we did. And we drove down the hill and we got our groceries. And we're at the laundromat, and I remember holding the door open while they bring in the laundry, and then the world just kind of stops because I see this person, and I've never seen anyone like them. There's no one else in there, and she was folding clothes behind the counter. She was the person working there. And her hair was short and dirty, and she had like two long dreadlocks, and she was listening to some weird music. It was like moody and abstract. It was nothing like pop or like pop country that I had listened to. And she was wearing no makeup on, and I could kind of smell her. There was no love spell or vanilla involved, if you know what I mean. And I'm checking my notes. See, the weird stuff on my arm right now. Okay, but one of the most like shocking things for me was that she wasn't wearing a bra, and her belly was hanging over her pants. Oh my God. So this woman was everything I tried so hard not to be, right? I marked her as, oh, that person's unlovable. She's not enough. She's not worthy. But yet, she was everything I was trying so hard not to be. And she was the most stunning, beautiful person I had ever seen. And so, like, anyone who, like, felt that instant connection to someone and desire to be close to them, I completely avoided eye contact. And I was just like, you know, it really stressed me out when even strangers talked to me, even if I wanted to be their friend. I just didn't know how to function. I was a person that really existed with so much anxiety and avoidance in my life. I was a shell. Like, if you, a lot of you know me, I was not like me now. we put the laundry in, and my friend, I'm sitting, and then my friend's mom is sitting there, and she starts to ask me questions about what I'm gonna do, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, maybe I could get a lock on my door. Maybe I can go to school. Maybe I can go to college. What do you go for if you don't know what you like? I mean, maybe I like people sometimes, you know? And so the person working there overheard mine and my friend's mom's conversation. And I was still avoiding eye contact, you know? I was like, I like you way too much to let you know. But luckily, my friend's mom is a Texan, and she's very chatty. And so the woman working there started telling me about where she goes to school and what she's doing. And she said that she moved all the way from Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan, to come to the town that I was born in to go to school. And she said she went for permaculture, ethnobotany, plant medicine, survival skills. I was like, what? I've literally never heard any of those words. I had no idea that trees had names, you know? So she was weirding me out, and I was continuing to like it. And but I'm just like full on like don't do anything frozen mode. And so they proceeded to just have a conversation about me over me. It was great, you know? And then I ended up getting invited to the school for one of the days. But first, I had to call her and make a plan, and I had phone anxiety. Like, so when she handed me a piece of paper that said Jessica and her phone number, I looked at it, and I'm like, I'm never gonna call this. Like, ever, absolutely no. And so I like, whatever. I was like, oh, bye. And I, the truck was loaded up, and my friend and her mom were in it. The truck was on, and I was about to like hoist myself up in the truck, and then something came over me. And it was very weird. And I just looked at my friend's mom and I said, "Hold on." And I like marched with a puffed up chest back to the door of the laundromat and I opened it. And I said, "I'm gonna call you in 2 weeks." And then I weirded her out because she was like, "Okay." And so then in 2 weeks, guess what I did? I called her. And I was terrified the whole time. But she was just everything, like I called her and I just heard laughter, which stressed me out. But you know, like it was also beautiful and inspiring. So I made a plan to go visit when they were gonna be harvesting cottonwood buds from the trees. And I arrive at the school that is in the middle of the woods, and it's Washington, so it's very wet, and I saw the fog rising, and there was two people practicing archery with the bows that they had made, and then I go into the student housing, and it smells like humans, you know what I mean, which I love now, but I was shocked, and I sit down at the table there across from this person named Frog, and he's drinking tea, and then he says, "Do you want some chai?" And I was like, "Sure," and he just hands me his cup. And then I'm like, "Okay," and I drink it, and I'm like, "What is happening to my lip right now?" And he's like, "I made it. There's lots of coconut oil." And I am terrified of fat. It's like you just handed me a cup of poop. Like that's where I was at. And I was like, "Oh God." You know, and I was like, "It's good." And then, yeah, what else happens that magical weird day? Let me look at my arm one sec. Oh yeah, Jessica was making breakfast and she says that she just picked some stinging nettle to put in her eggs. This girl's into stuff because I was really shocked at that. And then they all go to the outdoor classroom and then the teacher yells, 5 minute fire. And then they're all making all fire like super quick with whatever they had. It was beautiful. And then the teacher starts speaking. And she says, "I'm feeling really grateful for the trees right now." And everybody in unison went, "Mmm." And then she said, "I'm really grateful for the earth and for the water." And everyone was like, "Mmm." And I'm like, this is not Thanksgiving. Like, what are we doing? You know? And I was like, again, thoroughly weirded out, loved it at the same time, you know? And then what really, really made me turn beet red was when we were down by the river harvesting and it was towards the end of the day. And someone farted and then they stated that they had to poop. And I was like, "We don't talk about that." Truly turned red and everyone was chill. Yeah, I think I've also in that day witnessed some hugs. Like I've never seen hugs where people, they like nestle in and they just sit there for like at least 30 seconds. And they like listened when I talked. It was the weirdest situation. Yeah, but then I ended up going to that school for 2 years and it completely changed my life. And the gift I received was never something that was given to me. It was a gift that it was witnessing the gift that these people were giving to themselves, which is their wholeness. It was like the presence and the love that was woven into the imperfections and the mundane, and it was their deep, authentic truth surfacing for all to see. And nothing tastes better than that. And it took me many, many, many years to get to that point of self-love, self-worth, self-respect, self-expression. But I am here, and it's actually what I do for work now. So I'm just forever grateful and forever changed because of that. Thank you, guys.
Let's give it up for Selena. Wow. They're still going for you, Selena. I just feel really touched by the wholesomeness. I just feel like the earth and the water coming together. I also really liked the weird making me feel liking it, that weirding me out liking it. So I just want to encourage us tonight, if we feel a little weird, that I think we'll like it. I think we're in a good crowd that's going to like it. So plenty of room for that.